Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. How would you like to be something identified, a great orchestra? I've seen him in person, Dom Giordano Show, with Christmas in the middle of all this. Well, they have a special event coming up. I'm talking about Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We're talking with Jeff Plate, who is a drummer and one of the founding members of what has become an institution. He joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff. I saw you in person. You guys were tremendous here in Philadelphia. How many members of the original band are still intact?
Oh, man. The original band. Well, I would say four. Four, basically. Myself, Al Petrelli on guitar, Chris Caffrey on guitar, and Johnny Middleton on bass. And, you know, Philadelphia is where this all started back in 1999 at the Tower Theater. It was the four of us and another cast of characters, singers, performers that did our very first show. And boy, I can remember that show like it was yesterday. But we never would have thought this would have snowballed into what it's become today.
It is a Christmas tradition. So you're doing the first ever live stream event, right? Live in concert. On Friday, December 18th.
Correct. In this year of COVID, you have to adapt and overcome and figure it out. So obviously, we can't be coming to your town and play in person, but this is the next best thing. And honestly, everybody's going to have the best seat in the house. We're coming right to your living room.
And what do people do? How do they partake of that, Jeff?
You can go to tsolivestream.com. Or you can go to trans-siberian.com. Tickets are available there. There's some other bundles available there, but tickets are $30. December 18th, as you mentioned, is when the show will broadcast. It is also available for 48 hours after the fact. So if you can't see the initial show, you've got basically 2 days to either watch it over again if you'd like or see it again for the first time. So this is pretty exciting. We're all very, very curious, to be honest with you, but very excited about doing this.
In an average year, like last year, I think when I saw you, this has to be a dozen years, 10 years or so ago, something like that, you guys were talking between sets about how many events you would be playing just between then and Christmas or the new year. How many, say, in the month of December would you ordinarily play?
Well, honestly, our touring season is roughly between 7 and 8 weeks. We have two different groups, TSO East and TSO West, and between the two of those, we do roughly 105, 110 shows within that time period. So,
wow.
So our touring schedule is like no other. I mean, we play a single show on Wednesday, a single show on Thursday, and then doubles Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And sometimes, just depending on how the calendar lined up, you know, it may be 9 shows in a week, but the schedule is a grind. It's what we've been doing for, God, 12, 15 years now. It's been pretty much that pace, but I love it. I mean, it's a lot of work. At the end of the day, you're tired, but it's well worth it.
What's the secret to success? What is it that has made this a holiday icon to be continued now on live stream? What is it?
You know, honestly, Paul O'Neill is the man who created the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He was, you know, our producer, songwriter, lyricist, storyteller. He was all of the above. When we first came out, musically, we knew we had something successful. Christmas Eve, Sarajevo 1224 was a hit on the radio. The first two CDs that we had, Christmas Eve and Other Stories and The Christmas Attic, were successful. People were loving what we were doing. But the live show is where this thing really took off. And, you know, honestly, aside from the music and the performers and the production, Paul's story is really, in my opinion, this is what really connected with everybody, because his story meant something to everybody in their own way, but it was something that everybody could relate to and everybody felt. And this was the thing that I think, once people came to our show and realized what we were, that's where the word of mouth, you know, this show is not just a rock show, or it's not just this. There is some real meaning to this. And people, once they showed up, they kept coming back every year, spread the word, like I said, and here we are 20 plus years later. And, you know, unfortunately, the tour has been halted for this year. But the live stream is the next best thing. We're coming right to your living room. And Christmas Eve and Other Stories is the first CD and story that we ever toured. And I really believe that Paul O'Neill struck gold with this one. And that's been the difference maker, in my opinion.
Producer Dan has a question.
Yeah, when I think, and when a lot of people think of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the first thing that comes to mind is obviously the great live performances, but also the sinking of the lights that you see everywhere now. And it started, what, the mid-noughts? And that's when I really became familiar with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is when those videos started popping up all over the place of the lights synced to your music. Is that an invention of the band, or is that something that just happened naturally?
So I can't remember the gentleman's name, but this was in the Cincinnati area. He was part of one of these Christmas light groups, you know, and these people would decorate their house, they would sync it up to music and whatever. Well, he was doing it to Wizards in Winter, which is one of our songs, and this kind of took off virally. Well, we caught word of it, and, you know, we had him come to the show, him and his family, and, you know, so all of a sudden, this thing took off on YouTube. And the next thing you know, Miller Lite came along and said, we'd like to use this idea for one of our ad campaigns. And that year, Miller Lite was the sponsor for NFL Primetime on ESPN. So that video was on, I mean, be it cable or DirecTV, whatever, satellite television. But that commercial was on constantly. And,
right,
man, that really just kind of... That was the home run that we needed, you know. Right then is when this thing really, really took off, and we went from playing a sold-out arena to playing two sold-out arenas in one day. It was just unbelievable what happened with that. But to this day, you know, there's groups all over the country that use our music for these shows.
You got to be proud when you go by one of these houses. I mean, there's probably some in your own neighborhood that now do it. Do you have a sense of pride that you're like, oh yeah, I started this?
Oh my God, yes, it's awesome. You know what's really cool too? It's like you're walking through a mall or a store and you hear the music, and it's like, wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, that is awesome. Of course, nobody in the store knows who I am, or, you know, there's no connection to it, but it's just kind of interesting. My wife and I can walk along and be like, yeah, that's me on that song, you know? Really cool.
Good stuff. TSO Livestream.com or trans-siberian.com. And when can people go there? Just on Friday, December 18th? Is that the target?
No, you can go right to the sites right now. And,
okay.
And tickets are available right now. They've been available for a little while. So here again, the show is available for 48 hours after the 18th. It'll still be available to see or watch again. There's some other merchandise bundles that you can get along with this. There's also a way to buy this as a digital gift for somebody. So if there's a friend or a family member, somebody that's never seen TSO before, this would be a great way to turn them on to us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm very glad this continues. This is a big Christmas tradition for all of us.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and happy holidays.
All right, Jeff played here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.